Hello. Today we're going to be in chapters 28, 29, and 30 of Genesis. I've got to start by laughing just a little bit. Glenn has been reading along with us, and as we go through it, Glenn has told me every one of the videos I say, now this is a really important chapter. This is a really important chapter. Yeah, it's the Bible. It is really important. It's the story of Jesus Christ. It's the story of God Almighty. And we see it through the lives of people. And that's the important reason for reading this whole thing. I've got a chart behind me. I kind of wanted to show you. This is something I bought in a bookstore sometime a long time ago. And someone has taken the time to plot out all the people in the Bible and that are named. And it starts with Adam and Eve and it ends up with Jesus Christ. And we're right here, somewhere around this spot. So we're just barely into it right now. It is a story. That's why it's important. Sometimes we look at this and we get it so broken down into little verses that we lose sight of the fact that there's this one overarching story. And I hope you're starting to see that. And we're going to see it more and more as we go through this. But today in chapter 28, we've got Jacob who has just left home. He's had to leave home because Esau wants to kill him. And so he's leaving on the pretext of going and getting a wife. And he goes to his uncle Laban. And so the whole story is now of his life in Padam Haran with Uncle Laban. And on his way, he has to stop and spend the night. And there's a very famous story that you do know. And that's where he lays down and he sees this vision of a ladder ascending between heaven and earth and angels of God ascending and descending on them. It's interesting, and I hope Bob Daniels is reading this or watching this with us, because the word in Hebrew for ladder is actually more accurately translated ramp or stairway. So literally what we have here is a stairway to heaven. Jesus refers to this himself. When he talks about it, he says, if you stand with me, you're going to see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. So the stairway to heaven, in Jesus's words, become the Son of Man, and we know that is Jesus himself. So continuing on with the story, when you get to chapter 28, you have Jacob leaving, and he's on his way. He gets to Padam Haran, I can't even say the word, and he finds Rachel, and all of a sudden he's fallen in love. Chapter 29 is the whole story of him working for Laban. He doesn't have any money, so the bride price that he's paying for Rachel is 7 years of labor. 7 years later, he has completed that. He's ready to get his wife, and they have a big wedding ceremony. He wakes up the next morning and finds that a woman that he's been given is not Rachel, but her older sister, Leah. He waits 7 more days, and he then gets Rachel. It's interesting to see that Jacob is deceived. Remember the previous chapters, he's just deceived his brother. And so now he is the one being deceived. You also create, within 1 week, Jacob takes 2 wives. And then the next chapter, when you get into 29, we start talking about all of the different families of, his children that are born to Jacob and Rachel and Leah and the 2 handmaidens. And you can just imagine, with only 1 week between the 2 marriages ceremonies and then Rachel not having any kids and all this tension back and forth, you can just imagine why there's going to be tension in his family going forward. And then you get to chapter 30, and in chapter 30, Jacob is now working with Laban, and he's taking care of his flocks, and he's developing his own flocks. So he is developing his own wealth, so to speak, and God is blessing him in this. So this is the development of Jacob and his family, which is clearly going to be a key factor as we get the 12 sons and we move on into the rest of the story. So I hope you enjoy. Please stay with us, and God bless.